future has imploded into the present. With no nuclear war, the new battlefields are people's minds and souls. Mega corporations are the new governments. Computer-generated info domains are the new frontiers. Though there is better living through science and chemistry, we are all becoming cyborgs. The computer is the new cool tool. And though we say all information should be free, it is not. Information is power and currency of the virtual world we inhabit. So mistrust authority. Cyberpunks are the true rebels. Cyberculture is coming in under the radar of ordinary society. An unholy alliance of the tech world and the world of organized dissent. Welcome to the Cyber Corporation.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You've seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in. The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it if they can't take it home. They'll burn it if they can't burn it. They'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
You know what that sound means? Yes, Dr. Pepper is open and it's time for Brainwashing 11, Brainwashing 011, or Brainwashing XI, depending if you're Roman and have been, hanging around for the last few thousand. Hey, Pontius Pilate, get down off that cross. Stab. For those longtime listeners, hey, how's it going? My name's Sean Kennedy, I'm the fucking man, and I will be, yet again, your host for Brainwashing 11. Dr. Pepper. So, what's going on this week? What's going on? Well, last 2 weeks, actually. I know I'm late with this one. Fuck you. The reason why I'm late is because APOC was out last week and I didn't get a chance to do it. Got a lot bunch of stuff to talk about.
What?
Blame APOC. Yes, Sim says blame APOC. And I'm sitting here on Sim's floor. It's 9:30 on Friday night.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, and we have lives. Here I am, 9:30, dedicating my time to cults. So, I don't put in my time. I love that. As a matter of fact, I'd like to say it's been very, very cool. People have been very slick with the whole respecting me, respecting my space, respecting my time with my wife. I really, really appreciate that. I'm very, very slick. And it's cool because now people are starting to get involved with cult. They're starting to realize the cult is about them. They're starting to post on the page. This is the most important thing you can do for cult is post to the page consistently. And that's going to be one of the gargoyle things that are happening. Well, not really gargoyle thing. It's going to be a guardian said gargoyle. Guardian. Dr. Pepper. So I'm not too fisting the Dr. Pepper, by the way. That was Sim opening Dr. Pepper. Just so you know, I was doing some thinking the other day. I was doing some thinking about some of the directions of cult. Imagine that. You know, yeah, things have been moving along pretty good, other than some MIRC bullshit. It's been pretty fine. You know, there's been some crap and focusing around. People are posting pretty intelligently. Things are starting to happen. People are starting to adhere to the respect and solidarity thing, which isn't bad for an organization that's only been around for 5 months. Okay, I mean, we're doing okay. You know, all things considered, I'm pretty happy with it. So let's talk a little bit about some future ideas and designs. You know, I was looking at a group called the Foresight Institute. If you're not into what the Foresight Institute is, what the Foresight Institute is a nanotechnology sort of watch group. These are the guys who, you know, think about nanotech, how nanotech is going to change the world. Nanotech, of course, being a little micronautic machine that will, you know, reassemble matter and do really groovy shit, i.e. turn the world into green jello, so on and so forth. But anyway, enough Luddite crap. Nanotech rocks. And I was thinking that a lot of tech, you ever notice that you walk down the street and you got your Palm Pilot, right? People who buy the Palm Pilot always have people come up to say, and they go, what is that? You know, like they're fucking amazed. You know, what is that strange device you hold in your hand? I've never seen such a thing. It's not a calculator. There's no buttons. Oh my my goodness, it's a microcomputer. I didn't know they had those. You know, like, this is the same guy who has a calculator that has a little paper fucking rolly thing on it, you know what I mean? Like, this is the same kind of guy where the LEDs are just that, that's really an LED calculator, you know, one of those scary bastards where the Atari 2600 is a remarkable, remarkable achievement. Okay, well, there are a scary amount of these people. As a matter of fact, try a test. Get your hands on a Palm Pilot if you got one. And then just go when you go shopping, whatever. Take it out in front of cashiers. Take it out in front of people in lineup, stuff like that. And like check your list or do something Palmish. You know, I don't know, play Tetris or something, okay? And people will go, is that a Game Boy? People will go, what is that? Is that a data? And you'll be amazed. You'll be like, oh my God, man, this is a Palm Pilot. They've been around for like the last 2 years. What the hell? Well, you don't know about these things? And people don't know. They don't know about technology. And that scares the shit out of me. That scares the living shit out of me that people don't know what nanotech is. Most exciting technology to emerge since the internet, okay, could technically be greater than the internet, which is really saying something. When if nanotech really pans out the way we want it to, it would be revolutionizing the entire human race. However, people don't know about it, and I'm scared. I'm scared that people are going to hide it. And this is one of the guidelines. This is justification for cult right then and there. This is justification for what we do. If we find out about technology, we have a duty to report it to everybody. We have a duty to post it to the page. Emerging technology, where you can get it, how it can benefit your life, so that people can go, oh, hey, you know what? You need a Palm Pilot. The guy I work with, Ted, great guy, was an electrical engineer. Of course, he's always, you know, running around like a maniac, trying to keep track of his appointments and shit. I hook him up with a Palm Pilot. Well, fuck, he lives, breathes, eats, sleeps, shits, and dies by this thing, okay? It's like his god. Okay, he loves Palm, and anyone who's heavily interfaced the Palm into their life knows it's the goo, right? Well, the idea is that this isn't like a big blatant ad for Palm, any Palm Topper, okay? Like any handheld, whatever, iPac, whatever, okay? iPac is looking like pretty much the shit that's coming out right now, but I mean, right now, everything's so up in the air because it hasn't plateaued yet, right? So we don't know what's happening. But we have a duty to report technology as it comes out. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? These corporate motherfuckers are going to go, the core politicals are going to go, and they're going to see technology for themselves, and no one is going to be aware that it exists. Now, if you think that's a little bit paranoid, is it really? Think about it. Look around. How many people know about emerging technology? You do, because you're on the web 24/7, and you're a little fucking freak, okay? But how many other people know about this shit? They don't. How many other people know you can actually get a robot now that you can interface through the internet and have it run around your house on iRobot.com? Rodney Brooks is a new brainchild, right? Who knows you can do that? I heard a thing about I was talking about it in cyberpsychosis way back in the day, like a year and a half ago, the robotic lawnmower that mows your lawn. I thought it was a shit. I heard about it on the radio, like it's brand new, you know? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's new. It's like 2 fucking years old. That's old in real time, never mind internet time. You know, we get all, oh, that's old news. That's at least 7 hours old. What are you doing posting that shit, you know? And we have to realize that we have to track new tech, make sure it isn't squandered by core politicals, because they will. They'll squander this technology, not allow it to filter down and go grassroots, and they'll try to hide it. When nanotech hits, you can bet that they're going to try to hide these assemblers. They're going to say, oh, it was a hoax, just like cold fusion. Yep, never happened. That's gone. We don't have that. That never happened. No, fuck you. You can't have nanotech. Well, what if we get our hands on some and we just do our thing with it? How about that? You know, that's what I want to see happen. I want to make sure that we keep an eye on the developments that are happening in the technological world. That is justification for cult right there, to make sure that tech doesn't get screwed. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up and point out. It sounds like a pretty obvious thing. It's like, yeah, okay, Sean, whatever, I'll keep surfing. But in all honesty, if you think about it, it's a very, very solemn duty, man. It's something you have to do. And that's justification for this whole organization right there, just that one thing. It's amazing, amazing the power of that, the information of new emerging technology has. Dr. Pepper. So that's one point. What else on my... Profit Broken. Found another child porn site and reported it. I said I'd make a mention of that in the next brainwashing. Way to go, Profit Broken. The child porn thing. Gargoyle Simplex. Yes, that crazy motherfucker and his anti-child porn shit, okay? It's great. The war is still fighting. We're still going strong. Everyone who wants to be involved, please contact Gargoyle Simplex just as soon as you can, and that way he'll set you right back up. Isn't that just a seamless integration there? Those who know, those who don't. Anyway, moving right along. Let's keep going before the Sumerian's computer fucks up again, because I've got 8 minutes before this goddamn computer fucks up again. It just fucked up, and it was my really, really cool seamless integration. Like that? Did you like that? Cool. Did I drink all my Dr. Pepper while I was waiting? I did. I think I do want another one. Anyway, moving right along. Let's see. So Profit Broken found another site and reported it. I said I'd mention it there. It's been officially reported. Way to go, Profit Broken. If you find child porn and you don't like it, please contact Simplex, because he's the man to fucking shut it down. Yes, yes. Cultist, smashing down child porn everywhere. Okay, Okay, another interesting thing that was brought up. I can't believe no one else did this. I guess maybe a few people did, but he's the guy who sent it to me. Was NRK by Spurgeon that he made, which is he took an NRKA, dropped it on its side, and voila! You have your very own NRK. Isn't that nice? Very cool. So I thought that was a neat idea. So if you want to make NRKs on stuff, a lot of people have been designing different Ks for cults. No. We are not changing the K, okay? Because I've got that, like, broidered on shit, and this is what we're making shirts out of, and the logos, and buying the shirts, and so on and so forth. So the logo's not going to go changing. Please don't do any more really crazy Ks, stuff like that. I thought the NRK thing was kind of neat, but that's about as far as we're going to go with that whole thing. I got an email. Who actually sent this to me? But it's from the, anyway, it's about the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they're doing a boycott because there is this big music companies. You probably heard about the music companies are going, and they want you to hack this stuff, hack this program, and you could win 10 grand. And if you hack it, then they'll use your skills to fuck the rest of us, which is very, very true. The address is HTTP, of course, www.eff.org/misc/eff/newsletters/EFFector. That's exactly how it sounds. Effector /HTML/effect13.08.htmlas. Anyway, so it's all good. Hang on, I got a phone call. That was Ronan Medic, and I had to go and deal with some shit. It's like 2 days later now, and I'm now going to continue finishing doing brainwashing.
You know what, Tim? I realize as I turn on my microphone that I don't actually have a Dr. Pepper because I finished my other one 2 days ago. Can I please have one?
Thank you.
See how tricky that is? That's how you use technology to your advantage. I can't, although I could hit pause button. No one freaking Dr. Pepper. I'll have Sim fetch me out of here.
Anyway, moving right along, let's talk about, we got that, so don't hack the stuff that EFF says no, don't hack, okay? The Nidus site. Nidus. Wonderful joy that is. Oh, so... Dr. Pepper. The Nidus site is going to be coming along very, very nicely. The Nidus site is what APOC has been doing. We don't know what the Nidus site is. It is going to be, it's where all of our safe houses are going to be. There's going to be a bulletin board system, a BS system in there. You check it out. Very, very cool. They have a new section. Once you're a cult member, you log in. You have to ask APOC to get your login privileges. But eventually, everyone, only people in cult are able to view Nidus. When you get in there, there's a forum in there called Ask Patient Zero. So this is because, like, if there's people who've got questions that they email me with, and quite often, I mean, it's cool and everything. I enjoy getting an email, and I'm glad people are interested, and I'm glad people are talking to me, but quite often I get asked, like, the same question 50 fucking times. So, what we can do to remedy that is people can ask a question in this forum, everyone can see what the forum is, and then that's it. So, it's very, very handy. We can check that shit out. So, it's Nidus.com. Check it out. Very, very cool. If you got any questions for me, things you want to bring up, things you want to ask, you can flame me there. You can say you think I'm a fucking idiot there. You can say that you don't think I'm a fucking idiot there, but ask me a question, and allow me to have a response. I don't want Bull to get shit on like the way I shit on Port Zerostor when he said something. I don't want to do that. I wanted to have it so it's totally free, open forum, so people can say whatever they want, whenever they want, and you know, really have some say, so they know that it's not just some crazy dictatorship. That's not the plan here. It's just you got one person making decisions so that things get done at the correct speed. That's the only way you can ever just be central. Dr. Pepper. So what else we got here? Ask Sean on the Nice Side. That's a very cool thing. That was all APOC's been doing a fucking bang up job, okay? The guy's been, like, totally storming. He's put cult as, like, a huge priority in his life. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Very happy about that. Very, very pleased about that. I think it's pretty, pretty handy. Skip Radio. Skip Radio is going to be, as of Monday, apparently he's got 60 days left in the prison he's in right now. Now, he's been in for 30 days, so that means he's got 30 days left. 60 days total. Apparently, that's at the time of this recording, okay? I mean, they just fucking drag him out in the street and shoot him. I mean, what do we know, right? We have no idea what exactly is going to be involved there, but I'm God only. So that's sort of the plan of what's going on. Skip Radio thing. Don't send him any more stuff right now. Don't send him more and more books right now. But Skip Radio is going to get out of jail apparently within 30 days, and then he has to go for the bullshit charges in another county. Like, they just stack that up. Isn't that neat how they stack all those charges up? Stack them up like that, and now he's got to, after getting out of one county, he's got to go to another county and face child sexual assault charges because apparently he looked at some JPEGs. What? Do we have the JPEGs? No. Do we have any evidence? No. But because legal attorney advised him when he was 18 to plead guilty, he did. I love it when my legal representation fucks me really, really good. Now, Virus Manifesto update. I want to have the Virus Manifesto out by Halloween. That is my target day. Will I be able to do it? Fuck, I hope so. I hope so. I've got a big project on. I'm working at my work right now, and I don't know. That project's supposedly over by the 11th, so that gives me some serious time in which to devote this. This project's like big bucks, and I'm helping my boss, who totally got me into computer, help me out. So I've kind of been pretty occupied with this, but the rest of my
my time that I have not been doing that normally when I would be posting. I've been working on the Virus Manifesto. It's about halfway done now. We're getting into the meat of it now. We're getting into the whole handy-dandy show of it. I'm getting into the media submission. In the Virus Manifesto, I want to have recommended media. Everyone listening to this, I need recommended media. If you come across books, TV shows, anime, art, graphic novels, comics, anything that you feel has helped shape you to be the kind of a cult member that you are, the kind of person that brought you to counterculture, that sort of idea, I need to know about it. I need to know dates. I need to know production. I need to know what was the material so that I can put it. Do you think it's clan specific? Do you think it was something that made you a gargoyle? Do you think it's something that made you a Cenobite? I need that information. So if you want to help me with the Virus Manifesto, right on. I need a comprehensive list of that media. Okay, just email it to seank@thecult.org and we'll be able to go from there. So that's one thing I need. Anything else? Don't worry about sending any more synopsis of what you think plans are, because people have sent it in, but it wasn't really what I was looking for. And so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be using these guys, people's definitions, to make sure that my definitions are actually the same definitions that everybody else has. But I don't think we're going to have a problem there. I think it's going to work out really good. Something else we talked about, we had the first ever Vancouver Sabbath was organized by Soul Trance, who's going to be Vampire Soul Trance. He's changed his Glenn from Hoongan to Vampire. Is changing clans possible? Yes. Do I like doing it? No. I don't really want people just to be hopping back and forth between clans. If you don't know what clan you want to be in, you don't know where you really want to adhere to one specific clan, then wind up being a nomad. Okay, I'm not saying you can't hop back and forth. Yeah, I'll do it. But you make my life awkward and it's just kind of a pain in the ass. Don't be a dink. Just fucking, you know, be cool. Do your thing. Do your thing. But, I mean, know where you're going to show up and what clan you want to. Because, I mean, it's really not that hard. We're getting into some specific clan definitions. And you'll find that the clan definitions are really not as limiting as a lot of people seem to think they are. A lot of people are like, why are you putting people in categories and labels, boxes? It's an organization. We have to have general sort of parameters that will fit in. So this will all be answered in the manifesto. There's a lot of overlap between clans, a huge amount, but some people tend to lean more one way than the other. And it's okay. It's okay to say you have certain interests. It's okay to be like that. It's okay. So that way, the reason for those clans is so that you can hook up with other like-minded people. Cult is about communication. If there's no communication, then it becomes very, very difficult to reach your desired goals. Okay, this is the whole point of the clan. Another thing I want to talk about is the Guardians. Now, the Guardian scenario is going to be very, very carefully explained in the Virus Manifesto, but I'm going to go over it a little bit here. So some people have a little bit more of an idea of what the Guardians are. Some people are like, oh, is Guardians a rank? What is it? La, la, la. No, the Guardians are going to be people who express an interest and are invited, okay, to become a little bit more devoted members to cult. Now, these people who choose to become Guardians are, well, it's kind of hard to explain, actually. They're going to be, like, some people, they join cult because they want to be immersed in the community, they want to just meet other people, have fun, have a good time, make shit happen, okay? And a lot of the Guardians are people who take it to the next level. They're people who are just a little bit more serious about what they're doing. Does that make them better? No. Does that make them, you know, oh, my favorite people or something? No, it totally doesn't. That's not the point. It's just like when you have people, you know, who are into computers. You got the guy who, you know, occasionally rips wares and, you know, cracks a game or whatever, or gets game cracks. And you have, like, the hardcore psycho fiend, cracks everything in freaking sight and, like, massive in crypto everywhere. And, I mean, these people are very, very serious. And I'm getting a lot of people who are serious don't want to appear to be elitist coming to me saying, you know, Sean, I mean, this is really cool. We got all these new people. They're very interested and stuff. And they're talking in the RC channels and everything, and that's great. Sometimes I feel some of the seriousness of the organization being lost. Like, I don't want us to become, like, a teen hangout center. You know, I want this to be something that's really solid that we can forward with in a mature fashion so that there's people, you know, if they want to come here and grow, they got something to grow with, grow into, grow along with, so the cult can grow and we can become a little bit, we can accomplish what we do. We need to have a structured organization. And it's unfair for me to sit there and ask a casual member, hey, is it okay if 10 people come over and crash at your house because they need a place to stay because they're traveling? That's not fair. Okay, that's not fair. That's not fair if you ask that. I can't just fucking drop that on someone. Bullshit, okay? So what I need to have is we need to have safe houses set up. We need to have people who are guardians who've made the statement beforehand, who volunteered, who said, hey, man, I totally believe in what we're doing here. I recognize that we are immersed in a very dark future, which is emerging. And once you turn out all the neon lights and take away all the advertising, everything is black, everything is concrete, and everything is toxic. And I want to make sure that as this, as Dark City happens, I want to make sure that, you know, I can help people who need to get helped. And I've had a lot of people, a lot of Ronin, have come up to me and they've expressed this desire. A lot of people have been like, yeah, man, I mean, this is really cool and everything, but sometimes I feel like some of the organization, some of the stuff that happens isn't being taken too seriously because of some of the members. I mean, some of the kids are like 14 years old and stuff like that. Well, that's true, and I'm glad it is there, and it is there for some 14-year-olds. It is there so these people do have a place to learn so they don't get ridiculed and shit on and say, oh, you're just a newbie, you don't know fuck all, la, 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 la. No, we don't want that. Okay, That's bullshit. What we want to have, though, is we want to have the section for people who are going to, and it's not like a hand-picked fucking deal here. It's not like, oh, I got to be a guardian. I'm better than you. No, that's bullshit. I don't want that. That is not what it's about. It's about people who are guardians are generally in a bigger, they have a lot more of a pain in the ass than people who are not guardians. Because people who are guardians, they've got all these responsibilities. They take responsibility for cults. That's the difference between a cult member and a cult guardian. A cult member is someone loaning their support to the organization, okay? They're standing up, they're saying, yes, we believe in this, we want to help, we're going to be there, and every little bit helps, even if it's just a mouse click or whatever, we want to help. Cult guardians take responsibility for cult. They take ownership of cult, okay? These are the people who have said, no, I want to be counted, I want to stand up, and I want to say, I want to take responsibility to make sure cult doesn't die. I'm going to be a guardian of this organization and of this organization's ideals. That is what a guardian is, and it's going to be fairly interesting how process is going to be going along. I'm considering having a forum. The actual process these people are brought in will be that they'll be selected over a week. They'll be put up in the long walk. The long walk is for a week. They're asked questions by other guardians. This isn't a voting thing by any stretch, but it's something to see. Rather than fill out a questionnaire to be a guardian, they just answer questions that other guardians pose to them. And that way, when they enter into the guardians, when they become one of the guardians, all the other guardians already know them. They already know what he's about. They already know what's going on. They already know what kind of skills or assets or what this person has in store for cult. And I think that's a very good way of doing it. That's sort of a tentative idea. If you got a better idea, hey, let me know. If you think this whole thing's just fucking stupid, let me know. Hey, that's cool. I think that's awesome. It's all education. We got to stay free and focused here. But also, there has to be some structure here. I mean, this structure is pretty loose, okay? You got patient zero making shots and calls the top, okay? Who's going to be, or shouldn't say at the top, at the center, pretty much. I'm going to be working as like a firewall hub type deal so that no one actually knows who or what on the other side. This is for mutual protection. This also is covered in the virus manifesto, why it's structured that way, where instructions and information come to me, because that way it keeps the number of arrests down, basically, is what's going on. Patient zero is the hub, okay? And you break a hub, what do? You go get another hub. It's very easy to replace hub, and the network stays up. That's the concept. That's the idea, okay? So, moving along with that, there has to be some organization. Very loose. You got members, guardians, and patient zero. That's it, okay? That's all there is to it. I don't want to have like a grand wizard or any of that bullshit, okay? It's just, that's the way it's got to be organized so they can get some positive direction, right? So hopefully that will solve some people who are pissed off about some of the shit that was going on in MIRC, things like that. Now, buddy of mine, Bob from Peru, who a lot of people remember, the old Rant Radio, just recently got his hands on a gold fishing system, Dr. Pepper. This GPS is a pretty sweet little unit, and it gave me the idea for flesh IPs. We're going to call them meat IPs. Meat IPs just doesn't sound. So instead, we're going to call them flesh IPs. Flesh IPs, I think, is a lot. Sort of like flesh bots, meat bots, flesh bots. So flesh IPs. What is a flesh IP? A flesh IP. Unless we come up with another name for this. If you guys come up with a better name, I'm talking for a GPS position, a grid coordinates, where we're going to start doing hashing. It's going to be one of the part of the things when you become guardians, there's certain things you do, not because you have to do them, just because it helps cult. And there's certain responsibilities, again, because you take responsibility and ownership of cult. Once becoming a guardian, there's certain things that will happen, and some clans will be sitting there going and doing some caching, very basic caching, which then those flesh IPs will come back to me, and I'll have this cache supply, so if people wind up in shit, they can get to a safe house, get online, jack in, find out through Nidus what's going on, they get to some encryption. I'm just getting into the whole encryption thing. I need some help, actually, with encryption. I want to set up, I'm going to be holding some sensitive data, so I'm going to be looking at some encryption standards and some schemes. If anyone out there, we got any deckers or gargoyles, we've got the shit sorted out on encryption, they can contact me with suggestions on how to set up my database. Hey, I'm a cult leader. I'm not a crypto god, okay? So if anybody out there has got some really cool ideas, very, very slick, use it. Please help. Get me at SeanK@thecult.org. But in any case, the whole concept is we're going to have IPs grid board IP addresses where people go here. We're also going to have flash IPs for safe houses. There's also some other cool little tricks that I'm going to pull, but I'm going to wait till virus manifests. But there's some very, very groovy shit. Something else that's been very cool. I got contracted from a fellow at SoldierX.com. Now, SoldierX.com is a site which is kind of like cult, kind of not. They're a little bit more chaos than cult is. There's no real organization. There's a guy called President Rat runs a show there who was very patient with me because he sent me an email 3 weeks ago. I posted it on the page, but I sent me an email talking about asking support. I said, yeah, sure. Your organization sounds slick. We need allies. We need all the friends we get. Absolutely. I will support you. And then it took me 3 goddamn weeks to fuck all this stuff. Stupid. Me. Who's to blame? Me. That's who. That's all right. Big shoulders right here. Okay. But in any case, we need to have more organization like that. I shouldn't say we need to have more organization, but it's nice to have them there. It's nice to have friends of cult. That's something that APOC talked about. We're going to have like links on the page eventually, stuff like that. It's been moving along. along really, really nicely that way. So if you know of organizations or smaller hacker sub-crews and things like that that want to become Decker War Tribes or something like that, something that you have like a smaller group or whatever who wants to be like a project. Project is dedicated towards a goal that all of Cult works on, okay? If they want to be like smaller orders within Cult, that's something I can talk about too. That's something I can think about. I've been considering this too. Like, what if there was, what if you and your friends, right? You've got like a group, say the Nightlings, or say you have a group that's the Tweedsmere Marine Corps, or something to the effect where you have a small group of guys, and let's just say you're called Clan of War. Okay, you got a small group of buddies, you, some buddies you made online, made a thing called Clan of War. Now you guys work together, you're a team, you're a strike team. Okay, hey, that's a pretty good name, eh? Cult strike teams, you know what I mean? If we could have Decker strike teams, Gargoyle strike teams, you could be a small, isolated unit. Well, not really isolated, you'd be a unit that worked together. Because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having strike teams. There's nothing wrong with having teams of people that work together. You gotta bear in mind here, there's gotta be like, representing, everything's gotta be fair, there's gotta be no social cliques. Okay, well, a clique is different from that kind of a thing. A clique is where we're like, well, we're better than everyone because we like what we deal with and we don't like you. Well, that's slightly different from having a team of people that work really well together and they're very, very good at what they do because they complement each other on their skill set. That's the concept of strike teams. I'm gonna put that in the Virus Manifesto. We'll talk a little bit more about it there. But let me know what you think about that. I'll see whether or not that's gonna go in the VM. I haven't got that far yet. But if you like the idea of having a cult strike team, and we can have names for them, stuff like that. Like, there's some guys got, you know, some other units and stuff. Does that mean that they got their own symbols and their own... No, none of that shit, okay? They're not gonna have, like, their own subsects and clan and... No. The only thing we're gonna have is just a strike team gets together. Yes, we are a strike team. Worked together before. We've cracked game, busted shit, packed site. We want to be a strike team. The whole member of all the team is in cult. Everybody in cult. Or if cult has a group that works, they met through cult, they want to make a strike team because they think, hey, man, you know, as a team, small action team unit, I mean, think about it. The government does it. What do you think all these special forces units are? You know, trench warfare is over, guys. We don't need to have, you know, large armies and armies of guys waiting in trenches. That's nice to hold ground, but take ground, you have to surgical cuts. This is why a strike team, where you got a small group of guys who are dedicated to a cause, you drop it into a strike team, the strike team takes care of it. Be nice if we had strike teams with a member from every clan. That'd be cool. I'm not going to impose restrictions. I'm not going to say you have to do anything. That's bullshit. It's just the idea. It's just a concept. It's just all about the idea. Teams and people working together. This is the idea. So that's about it for this week. Just make sure we just recap here. DPSs, Flesh IPs, send me media. I need the media. Okay, guys? Sorry it's a little bit short this week. I'm way late on it. Next one will be a little bit longer, I guarantee. But other than that, things are going good. Things are moving along nicely. Starting to get a little bit more organized. I think I'm starting to get a hand on this thing. Oh, by the way, looks like it's been 2 days since I started the rant, but it looks like the Shovel 1 is not going to occur. Oh, yes, the ban I was going to get doesn't look like it's going to wind up happening, but that's okay. Shovel 1, you're right, the goal in stone and the date in stand, you know what I mean? It'll all come to pass, don't worry. All right, guys, buy a t-shirt because, hey, we need to generate funds for Cult. Anybody out there wants to be involved, has any suggestions, that wants to talk to me on anything I've said in Brainwashing 11 here, let me know. Very, very cool. Until next, well, I suppose, week or so. Right on, everybody. And this thing getting fucking... I'm really, really getting excited now. If you guys think this thing's big now, give it another 3 months. Holy shit. We're going to be on the cover of magazine, man. This is going to be amazing. All right, everybody be cool. It's your organization. My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man.
Oh, God. Did you eat all this acid?
That's right.
Music!
This is not a good town for psychedelic drugs. Extremely menacing vibrations were all around us. We'll be right back. after years of dealing with drug people is that you can turn your back on a person, but never turn your back on a drug. Especially when it's waving a razor-sharp hunting knife in your eye.